Markets have been stable in the aftermath of the horrific weekend events. It seems there is some hope for stabilization and containment, which perhaps has helped to support risk assets somewhat. At the same time, there is also a strong case to be made for the risk on flow on the bad news, and the fact that this will be the type of bad news that forces the Fed into a more investor-friendly policy stance. We think it would be premature to jump to any such conclusions and think it will take more time to see where the dust settles with respect to the escalation in geopolitical tension. There is one other explanation for the price action, which is some dovish speak from the normally hawkish Fed Logan, who also happens to be a voter. Logan said higher bond term premiums are doing good work for the Fed, and the central bank may need less tightening. Looking ahead, we get U.S. wholesale inventories and U.S. consumer inflation expectations. We also get more Fed speak, this time from Bostic, Waller, and Kashkari. Remember, the U.S. market also returns after the Monday holiday. That's all for now.